Someone stole NYPD Detective Thomas Jacob Ellis's seafoam green 1968 Mercury Cougar from the driveway of his home in the Bronx 20 years ago. Pained him, but he got over it, eventually retired from the force and moved to Florida. But last month, an ad for a 68 Cougar ran in the New York classifieds, listed for $2,500. A Cougar collector spotted it, contacted the Cougar Club of America to inquire about the car's history, and Thomas Jacob Ellis's name came up as the last registered owner. Just a couple of phone calls and an email later, the Cougar will be returning. Thomas Jacob Ellis joins us from Florida. Thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Did you really want this car back after 20 years?
In the shape of, well, I guess I always have. Yeah. I always had visions that it would be totally restored, though.
I gather the years haven't been kind.
No, it doesn't look like it. From the email pitches I've seen, it's but it still looks like it's probably restorable.
Do you know where it's been for 20 years? What happened?
No, according to the story, he's had it for 20 years. The person who has it, he's had it for the whole 20 years, supposedly.
Hmm. Is he going to be charged with possessing stolen property?
Yeah, he was already arrested. He turned himself in, I think, last Monday.
Well, this raises the question, if he was merely possessing stolen property, who made the initial pinch? Do you have any idea?
Well, there was a statute of limitations. That's why they couldn't charge him with it.
Oh, I see.
They could
okay.
only charge him with possession.
How did you feel when they called you?
I was elated, you know, at first. This thing has grown. It's grown legs, I mean.
Mm-hmm. Do you have fond memories of this car?
Yes, as a matter of fact, that car was going to be, I was restoring it at the time for my wife. And they're just nice cars. They're nicer than Mustangs.
So this was a painful crime when it occurred 20 years ago.
It was even more painful when you're a law enforcement officer.
So this car is going to make its way down to you in Central Florida eventually.
It's like the yin and the yang. You know, I want the car back. And then I look at some of the pitches, and I'm saying, is it worth the aggravation? But then, actually, I do want it back, and I do really want to get it as a challenge, I guess, because it looks like it's going to be a total restoration.
You have the time for that now?
Not really. It'll be a weekend project, probably for the next 20 years, maybe.
Be a real vintage car by the time you're done with it, won't it?
That's for sure.
Well, Mr. Jacob Ellis, good holidays to you, sir.
And you too.
Wish you and your Cougar a lot of luck together.
Thank you very much.
Thomas Jacob Ellis, the once and future owner of a certain Seafoam Mercury Cougar.